Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
And here we go for this groovy Tuesday. Are you ready to be groovy with us? Yes, indeed, the Monica J. Show, your show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. So we'll be getting to what's going on today, 5 o'clock, in case you want to participate. But I'd like for you to participate now in the poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. So today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do you think the local, so all of our post offices here in, you know, Reno, Sparks, and all of Northern Nevada, do you think the local United States post offices can handle a statewide mail-in ballot for a presidential election? Now, I know we have great people working at the post office. That's not the issue. The issue is we've seen this happening for years and years and years. The post office has been laying people off. They haven't been hiring. Even though they say they're hiring, some locations aren't. Do you think that they can handle it? What's his name? Signed it into law yesterday. And now even the president wants to sue. Everybody wants to sue. Sue, sue, sue. Wow. This is getting tough. There's this thing going around, the new normal, and it's really irritating. We'll get to that in just a second, though. Yesterday's poll question, should children be required to get a COVID-19 vaccination before returning to school? 94% of those participating in the poll said no. 6% said yes. Why would you require, mandate a child to get a vaccination for something that's just popped up? We have new viruses come along all the time. Are you going to require a vaccination for every single one? You know, I get the smallpox and polio and all those long-standing diseases that were established. They figured something out. Is COVID-19 turning out to be what you thought it was? Because it's exactly what I thought it was. A big farce perpetrated on the world, not just the United States, the world. China should not have messed with us in this way, because all eyes are on China now. And the things that you thought they did, that they say they backed off on, are horrendous. You know, we hold people for safety. We make sure that, you know, if a child is not with their family, especially at the border, after doing something illegal, like coming into this country. By the way, what happened to all those caravans? Did all of a sudden Honduras and Mexico and Guatemala, did they all of a sudden become safe? Well, I know they're safer because the Trump administration, with other governments in Southern or in Latin America, have been working to address the drug problem, arresting left and right, not the dealers, the cartels. But you don't hear a lot about that. All you hear is the Democrats screaming about money, stimulus, more help for the people. Those people that never see or have hardly seen any of this stimulus. But not like the shovel-ready jobs of 2008. No, this is different. Yes, the money is going directly to people, but we're figuring out how antiquated our systems were because the people that we were paying, you know, the local governments, to keep up computers and to keep up, well, just technology in general, you know, you keep that infrastructure updated, totally failed the state of Nevada. Look at what's happening with the Department of Training and Rehabilitation. It is a mess. That needs to be investigated from years back. Not just what's going on now. Where did the infrastructure go for Dieter to make sure something like this didn't happen to the Nevadans or to Nevadans? This is a mess. And it is all designed to keep you from what's really happening in the world today. This whole new normal garbage? No. No. We don't need this. We need to start paying attention and get services out of the hands of the United States government, out of the state of Nevada's government, out of the city of Reno, Washoe County's government, and all the counties around us. Armstrong and Getty were talking about fiscal responsibility. Is that, you know, smaller government, limited government, is that ever going to be, is that ever going to come back? Yeah, it will if you demand it. Things are going on in every single state around us about how things are being taken advantage of. Received a story this morning from a listener that, wow, millions upon millions of dollars out of a system that the government was supposed to be watching. Yet it wasn't. We're seeing colleges literally just collapse. Really? Over this one-time thing. Trying to get stimulus funds that are meant for the American people. $23 million people not getting the food that they need. This is a direct, not just in this country, this is a direct assault on the middle class. It is to separate out those entrepreneurs, those people who didn't want to live off of government money, who wanted to make their own way, who didn't even want to work for someone else. Those true entrepreneurs who saw something in their community, something that the community needed, wanted, and they went after it. They went after their dream. And not just in this country, but around the world, those dreams are being dismantled and abolished. Because it's not just this country that want the working class to be dependent on government. It's every other country out there falling into line with the new world order, that new norm. They don't want capitalism. They don't want entrepreneurs. They want people who will obey. They want people who will be so thoughtless, and I'm not meaning this in, you know, terms that you're just being rude, so thoughtless that you don't have a mind of your own, that you just listen to what the government says, you take it as gospel, and you do what you're told and you fall into line. They want brain dead zombies. And if you look at what's going on in this city, in this state, in this country, around the world, that is exactly what they have. Told you it was already a socialist government. They just needed that spark, that tipping point. For full-on revolution, it was the death of a guy named George Floyd. No. The protests that you are seeing against law enforcement, defunding law enforcement, trying to get you all confused. Well, it's not about defunding them. It was just about moving money someplace else into the... Yeah. It's about abolishing law enforcement. It's right in front of your face. And you're letting it happen. Let your voice be heard. How many people are going to come out and stand together that we are done with this? We are done. So, the protest is on. It's on all over Northern Nevada. So whether you head to Reno City Hall, the governor's mansion, or the location in, well, Las Vegas, they've got tons of locations for every single county out there. Protest to let your voice be heard. Right now, the directive is to tell the governor that we don't want mail-in ballots. How dare you? Look at the numbers that have been filed, the complaints, through the legislative website. Once again, just like the red flag laws, doesn't even come close. For or against. When are you going to be heard? We're going to hear a quick break right now. I'll come back, tell you all the locations around the state where you can get involved today, tonight. Because if you don't stand up now, when? When the state's knocking on the door of your home? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, and we need you. Not just Republicans. Democrats need you too. Because Democrats, there are a lot of them out there that do not agree with what's going on, especially when it has to do with Governor Sisolak. Remember, Democrat, Republican, Independent, it's just a box you check. It's just a box you check so they can once again track you and your political thoughts. Just because you're a Democrat doesn't mean that you support the red flag laws. It doesn't mean that you support what's going on with mail-in voting and ballot harvesting. Elections should be honest. It should be our voice. And we should be able to do them how we choose. If masks work, and that's what you keep pushing, then we should be able to vote in public safely in spread out locations. This is so ridiculous. Today, starting at 4 o'clock, I'm sorry, August 4th, at 5 o'clock, around the state, Washoe County is going to be at the 2nd District Judicial Court, trying to get the counties closest to us. I don't need to be announcing Clark and all that. Let's see, Douglas County District Court, Carson City, the Governor's Mansion, Humboldt County District Court, Churchill is going to be at the Churchill County District Court. It looks like at the county courthouses. Lyon County, the 3rd Judicial District Court, Stories at Story County Courthouse. How apropos that it would be at the courthouses. Because of the fact we are going to have to sue to get our rights back. Look at what's going on around us. Hospitals are not overflowing. People are not dying of COVID-19. They are listing every death to increase the numbers. We have the medical experts saying that. But what are you following? You're following the mass lists that are put out by the government that has been told to do that. We're not allowed to touch each other, but I so badly just want to go up to people and just shake them by the shoulders. Wake up, wake up, wake up. What gets me the most is your time being out there doing this, which I want you to. Please. 5 o'clock, 5 to 8. As much time as you can give to this. You have thousands and thousands of people going out and protesting, dismantling our law enforcement. Of course, they've been bussed in. But you can't get out there and just stand there for your rights, your right to vote, and not have it bastardized? Not having it influenced by a person? They're having a bad day, ballots just disappear? Even the people from the United States Postal Service say that they cannot handle this. This is a presidential election. If you're going to switch over something like this, you let the people decide. I don't care if this is, to me, a made-up emergency. And Governor Sisolak, because he's paid by other people, is pushing it down our throats. 5 o'clock this afternoon. Make your voice be heard. Make it be heard. You are not going to stand for illegitimate elections. Because that's what we're going to wind up with. Talk and text lines open at 884-9910. What's it worth to you? We'll be back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's live and local talk radio, 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
That's what we do here. We're responsible in Northern Nevada. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. 884-9910, talk and text line, and 991fmtalk.com. Log on today, answer the poll question. Do you think that our local United States Post Office can actually handle a statewide mail-in ballot presidential election? Can they handle it? Do they have the... I know we've got some great facilities, but what about when it comes down to the locals? The people that are delivering and picking up your mail. Not the distribution center, the actual people handling it. This is just kind of being thrown in their lap. I mean, how are you going to get everybody hired if you need more people? Yada, yada, yada. Yesterday's poll question, should children be required, forced, basically like the Tdap, to get a COVID-19 vaccination before returning to school? This minimally tested vaccination that is not only going to change your system, but it's going to alter your DNA. Oh, people think you're crazy when you say that. Is this guy crazy? People seem to
believe what he says. One final way that's new and is promising is called the RNA vaccine. With RNA and DNA, instead of putting that shape in, you put instructions in the code to make that shape.
Everything that I'm about to mention is currently being developed by Bill Gates, often in partnership with the CV-19 playbook, MIT, all of which is backed by the United Nations and the Rockefeller Foundation. Due to ongoing mutations with CV-19, the CV vaccine currently being developed will alter our DNA through an actual synthesizing of our individual genetic code using mRNA and CRISPR technology, which acts as scissors by cutting DNA at a designated spot and removing or inserting a new sequence with an artificial code to make sure every man, woman, and child complies with the One World Order's mandatory implementations. Gates and MIT are currently developing the Human Implantable Quantum Dot Microneedle Vaccination Delivery System. It's a tattoo for the hand, which will include our identification
mark and vaccination records. He's smart. Blah, blah, blah.
It needs an end.
All that good stuff. You know, this is bad, people. Because the underlying reason for all of this is money and control. I've been trying to get it this out there for months and months, even since this started. Maybe you'll believe this guy. In a new interview with Bobby Kennedy Jr., he claims that Dr. Fauci is going to make millions of dollars on the coronavirus vaccine because he owns half of the patent. Who does he own the other half with? Well, guess what? Bill Gates. The vaccine that just to throw it in your face is patented under the number 060606. That's gotta say something to you. No? Okay. Let's go to the talk and text line and check in with Kelly this morning. She wants to talk about vaccines. Hi, Kelly. Thanks for calling the show.
I love my neighbor. I love you guys. And I have the coolest story. And I told it on InfoWars about a decade ago. And it was so cute because Alex was in like his playful mood. And he's like, "You sound like Al-Qaeda, ma'am." And it was just a beautiful thing. So I get to go on Nevada Republic Radio tomorrow night down in Pahrump and give them a bunch of updates on all the cool things that you're teaching your listeners and the great people here. And I would just like that when there is a criminal out and there's an all-points bulletin, that we the people can have a description of the fugitive and the criminal as well. You know, like when somebody commits a murder in California and then goes to hide out in a liquor store in Incline Village, I would like to know what they look like so that I can kick trip them and call the police. And I would just like you people to watch and pray with each other for your redemption cometh nigh. And then here's that story. And I'd love to ride shotgun with you someday for a whole segment. I lived up on Sutro Street, right up near North McCarran, 2007, 2008, near the cool Moment Century Ski and Snowboard Factory, those great dudes, handmade right there in Reno. And they sponsored me, and I'm like an 11-time national champion, but that's not important. I'm a doctor, but I don't look like one because I don't play one on TV. And I got a knock on the door, so here, I'll imitate it. I'm like, that's weird. So I go to the door, and I open it. I'm like, who's there? And it's a Filipino-ish appearing woman and a policeman-ish appearing man under color of law in a police uniform. And this is through Washoe County. And they actually had a blue bus, like a school bus, and they flyered the poor neighborhoods where, you know, I humbly live and lived. And they knocked on the door, and the Filipino woman and the police-looking man, it was a tattered, wrinkled suit, not even ironed or pressed, and he was pretty wrinkled, and they asked if I had any unvaccinated children in the home. Okay, I'm not playing around. This will obviously be in the public record somewhere, but that was a huge wake-up call, which then, you know, pushed me to like, wow, this is the whole reason that I got up every morning at the crack of dawn to go teach anatomy, physiology, to teach and be an assistant scuba instructor, and to do cool things for cool people and learn how to fix people and not listen to the liars and recognize the imposter and get to the root of the thing. And I love you, and I love your show, and God bless you, sweetie, and all you wonderful detectives and peace officers that are in Washoe and Douglas and Carson County. God bless you people. God keep you and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious and give you peace and give you victory over this insanity.
Kelly, thank you so much. God bless you as well. That's what you have to do. You have to be the detective. Turn off mainstream media. Turn it off. It's poison because they are repeating over and over and over what the government wants you to think and believe and do, and it is detrimental. Not only to you, but this country as well. It's getting to be the time that we're going to have to take everything back. We're going to have to fight. Which, by the way, I'll promote it now. On Thursday's show, from Fourth Watch Films, I'm having the producers, the detectives, the men that put this together, the Fall Brothers will be joining us. If you've ever seen any of their movies, like Higher Entities or The Hollow Earth, these guys are fascinating. And when they say that it's going to be biblical, that's literally what their new movie is about, and it is called The Belly of the Beast. And to just give you a clue, that belly is Washington, D.C. This is getting out of hand. But then again, everything has to play out for a reason. So what is going to be your level of participation? So just recently, it was uncovered that a government hack, that means the guy in charge running the show, the Trump administration, because these guys are actually working to uncover and get rid of the corruption, which you're not hearing. The Tennessee Valley Authority Board. Now, this is a group that was put together for, well, the people of the Tennessee Valley to make sure that they had the resources that they need. Provide power, economic development. It was created all the way back in 1933 when the Valley really needed it. Do they need it now, though? Does the chairman of that board need to be making $8 million a year? A government representative. Does he need to be making $8 million a year? This is coming from Breitbart News. They say that the founder of Breitbart died of a heart attack. Personally, I don't believe that. Because bad things happen to good people who try to bring you the truth. Just like that doctor in China who blew the whistle on the whole coronavirus thing wound up missing. People don't want you to know the ultimate plan. So please join me on Thursday with the Fall Brothers. You can duck-duck-go them. Don't Google. Get that off of your search. Do the duck-duck-go or the Bing. And even test that for yourself. Look, just type it into all these different search engines and see what you get. You're going to have different stuff come up. And sometimes it's really weird. But where do you start fighting back? This is a great story from The Hill. Economic recovery requires the government to stop what it is doing. What's the government doing right now? Well, the Republicans and Trump want to put another $1 trillion out into the system. We haven't even gotten what was allotted to us in the first place because of Sisolak and his team. The Democrats, they want to put out another $3 trillion. With a lot of that money going to illegals. Going to people who should not be in this country. They came in illegally. And yet all of your hard-earned dollars that you are going to have to pay back. Did they forget to tell you that? Did they forget to tell you that all of these trillions of dollars are going to come out of your pocket in one form or another? Are you willing to take that stand yet? City Hall and all the courthouses around the entire state, county courthouses, and the governor's mansion, 5 o'clock tonight. We'll be back after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day it is. It's Tuesday. Groovy Tuesday, remember? And this is obviously a text from someone at the post office. As concerning with today's poll question. Do you think the local United States Post Office can handle a statewide mail-in ballot for a presidential election? The response being, of course the post office can handle it. We handle a lot more during Christmas time, and these ballots would be, and anyway, they wouldn't all be sent out at the same day. They would be within the week. No problem. Okay. People are testing the system all across the country. Of course, I was talking about our system specifically, but it's not just that. It's what happens when they were all delivered to people who, well, have no intention of voting. If we're going to have a mail-in ballot, then you should be required to request it with your updated information. Make sure you log on to the Secretary of State's office, nvsos.gov. You can check your voter registration there. It'll take you, you put in your information. Personally, I don't like using the Secretary of State's webpage because they want your driver's license number and the last four numbers of your Social Security. If I go to the Washoe County Registrar's Office, I just put in minimal information and I get all of my status. So you decide. Go to your registrars in your county. I say that your because obviously I'm in Washoe County. But I'm talking to a whole lot of counties out there. So check your information. It is vitally important, especially for this election. Because that's what all of this is about. It's about this presidential election. I am not looking forward to November, and not because of the vote.